Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, my friends, and welcome aboard the last Yacht Rock Show COVID number 19. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
I'm so happy that this is the last COVID episode. You said we were going to go to 19.
All right.
It's 19. And I can't believe we went this far.
And Samir on the wheel, Joe. Let's not forget.
Of course. We all never forget.
No, of course not.
This ship does not float without him.
That's right. So, a couple of announcements, Joe.
Go ahead.
We're done with the COVIDs, right?
That's number one, yeah.
That's number one. Number two, folks, you're going to love this. Yes, the Yacht Rock Show is launching, thank you. The Yacht Rock Show 24/7. What is that? It's a radio station. Internet radio station that Joe and I are going to have a lot of fun with. So that is launching soon. Stay tuned. You're going to love it.
So it'll be just songs 24/7, Eddie's 300, 400 plus song playlist.
You got it.
Of all the stuff we may have played them all over the last 3 or 4 years that we've been doing this, but you'll hear them 24/7. I mean, there'll be like live stuff interjected in between, but you can tune in at any time. Not unlike this. You can find it anytime, but this will be just like a radio station. You could just tune into at any point.
And, that's right.
You'll probably never hear the same song twice.
He's right. We're definitely going to, and we're going to do a lot of fun things, a different playlist. Sometimes we'll even do a whole certified yacht playlist for the purist. They're going to love that. Then we'll do the normal mix, the yacht, the nya, you know, the crazy stuff I like to throw in every once in a while, the heavy disco here and there. By the way, another announcement, I opened up a great new page called Yacht Disco. All these subgenres, Joe. Yacht Soul also was opened by, these are all on Facebook. Yacht Soul, a good friend of the show, Mr. Paul Clifford. Check out that page. It's great. That's for Yacht Soul stuff. And then we have the Yacht Disco page that I opened up, which I'm having blast because you know I'm a disco nut. Mm-hmm. So you know it. So, and it, already a lot of people are joining in and even some veteran DJs. Woo! And we're going from everything, from deep cuts to Casey and the Sunshine Band. It's all good.
Speaking of disco yacht, I discovered this crazy guy, this Australian guy. His name is Donnie Benet. Do you know that name?
Donnie Benet.
He does this. He's a bass player, so I kind of found my way to him.
Related to Eric Benet?
No. This guy's just funny. He's all tongue-in-cheek. He does like this disco yacht sound, 80s synth pop kind of sounding stuff.
Oh, yeah?
And it's all tongue-in-cheek. It's very comedic, so we got to check it out. Maybe we'll actually drop the anchor on it one day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I'll let you check it out. I'll send you a link or something.
All right, cool. All right, so we're going to get started.
Is that we're back on Apple Podcasts, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, I think let's say it again. We are on Apple.
Of course, can't say it enough.
Right. I can't say it enough. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Google and CastBox. But I mean, if you got Apple and Spotify and Google,
that covers everything. Yeah.
What more do you need? You know. But by the way, the podcast will then be shown on the Yacht Rock Show radio station, the Yacht Rock Show 24/7, and that'll probably be on Friday nights at 8 p.m. And then it'll repeat. You know,
it'll debut there on that 24/7 radio station. But we're also going to keep the podcast, right? Are we eliminating the podcast?
Well, you know what? For now, I think we're gonna keep it, and we'll just, you know, place it on Friday nights on the Yacht Rock Radio.
Because I hate having to send 24/7. Listeners that get established on all these different places. You know, we have people going from here. Now we got to tell them to go here, there, where. We'll see. You know, if
we'll see.
The listenership is strong on Apple Podcasts, there's no sense taking it away.
We can do plenty
of announcements during the podcast to go have people go over to the 24/7 radio channel.
Absolutely. All right. So let's get started, Joe.
Go ahead.
Let's do it. That's right. Donald Fagen. I haven't played this in a while. New Frontier. From the Nightfly. Mm-hmm.
I hear you're mad about Ruben. Like your eyes, I don't like him too. He's an artist, a pioneer. We've got to have some music on the new frontier.
Just love that Rhodes.
Yeah.
Woo! And the feel.
Listen, yeah, listen to that.
Amazing touch.
Let me read you something from the inside of the liner notes of the Nightfly album. It
says,
note, the songs on this album represent certain fantasies that might have been entertained by a young man growing up in the remote suburbs of a northeastern city during the late 50s and early 60s, i.e. one of my general height, weight, and build. It shows how autobiographical the whole Nightfly album is and how dear it is to his heart and, of course, to ours.
Amazing. He was a neighbor. He was in Patterson.
Passaic.
Oh, Passaic.
Yeah.
Passaic, New Jersey.
Where the Capitol Theater was.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, I'm sure he grew up fantasizing about playing there, and I'm sure he had at some point.
Wow.
Maybe
and
in
who's
his teens.
Who's the guitar player again?
Mr. Larry Carlton.
Oh, yeah.
Carlton. I said that like such an East Coaster. Mr. Larry Carlton.
Yep. That's funny.
So what do you got up next?
So up next, folks, this is from 1979. I didn't know that this song went number one for the Bee Gees. For the Bee Gees, Spirits Having Flown is the name of the album. But I'm talking about the single Love You Inside Out.
Oh, yeah.
It went straight to number one. This song was
Love
huge.
You Inside yeah. Now.
This song is so funky. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, you know anything else about it? Like players and stuff like that? And producers? Or
they're not big names, Joe.
They were
great
on RSO,
musicians.
Right? They were already right. still on RSO.
Yeah. But they're not big names. These are the guys that played for them. They're
yeah,
great.
Maybe Matt Benelli, is that a name that's on there? I know Matt Benelli was the bass player for a while.
Maybe.
I don't know how early he made an appearance.
Well, this is 79. This
yeah, he may not
huge.
Have been there then, but maybe so.
In 79, I remember they were on top of the world, the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
So this is yachty as hell, needless to say. I just love this. The writing, you know, I tell you, these guys,
so in 1977, they hit big with the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
And then 2 years later, they were killing it with this.
Now, isn't the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack still hailed as like one of the top selling albums of all time?
I think so.
Yeah, along with like Thriller and all that.
Oh yeah, it's up there.
Yeah,
definitely. So here it is. Love You Inside Out.
Hot off the heels of their 1977 Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, here from 1979 is
Love You Inside Out, Bee Gees.
Try.
Hi, everyone. This is Glenn Shorrock, the original lead singer of the Little River Band, and I'm here with your captain, Eddie Gans. We're keeping it smooth just for you, right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Next up, Cool Change.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Time for change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. The time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling, out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Is a beauty that
doesn't
get
Pablo Cruz have a song called Cool Change? What is that? Cool something.
No.
What is this?
They have, in fact, it's funny you say that. We have Cool Change and Cool Love.
cool
on the show today. How funny. Yeah.
Everything's cool.
Everything is cool.
Trying to keep you cool here, folks, on these hot days. I don't know what the temperature's like where you are, but it's hot today.
We've been here in the New York, New Jersey area, Northeast, it's been sweltering.
Roasting.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait for a break. I mean, tomorrow again is going to be like 95.
Oh, get
and
ready.
Then after that, 80 is 80 something is going to feel like
break.
February.
Yeah, really. So, here's a great yachty find, Joe.
Go ahead.
You're going to love this. This is from 1982, The Sweet Spot. And yes. It's Orleans. You know, dance with me and still the one. Them. Well.
Yeah, with Lance Hoppin.
So, in 82, they tried to get a harder edge sound, you know. And they, I guess they were trying to emulate the Doobies, the Robbie Dupree, because this sounds right up that alley. Now, this album bombed, but this song is decent. Huh?
I guess it didn't work.
But this song is definitely it should have been something. It should have been a hit. It's all there. But I guess the
so did you
the
did you listen
company,
to this whole album? You know this whole album enough to say that this is probably the song that should have been the hit?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, here it is. Again, this is Orleans from the album One of a Kind from 82. This is I Found Someone.
Gives me love worth living for.
Hello, Yacht Rockers. You're tuned in to The Smooth. It's the greatest yacht rock from coast to coast and worldwide. This is The Yacht Rock Show.
When you create one of the finer things in life, you spare no expense. Martini and Rossi commissions only the finest grapes from the most prestigious vineyards in the Asti region of Italy. Then nature adds sparkle with light, refined bubbles. The result? A unique, delicate taste. Distinguished throughout the world. Martini and Rossi Asti Spumanti. When good taste is most important.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Nobody.
Nobody's cooking better all across the land.
Nobody.
Pure, fresh, crisp, hot, that's what we demand.
Right.
You're the reason we do it.
You.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Nobody.
Nobody else makes it shine the way we do.
Thanks for coming to McDonald's.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Nobody!
Now, back to The Smooth.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
this is sweet.
So interesting. I wonder how they did that. Like, it went to halftime. The whole thing's halftime, but everything else is in the same.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, his vocal didn't change at all.
No.
And the bass line is the same. I don't know how they brought it to halftime. I guess they just changed the drum part. It's pretty
amazing
interesting.
What these guys do.
Guy's very talented.
Very. His name is Groove Funkel, and this is the Take It Slow remix of Rock With You. Excellent.
Sure is.
Yep. So, next up, we're doing something by Betty Davis Eyes. Remember her, Kim Carnes?
Oh, sure.
From 81. She did a remake of this Smokey Robinson tune. It's called More Love. You know, I didn't know that till years after. But I'll tell you, she nailed it. This is really... She just made it her own. If you're going to do a cover, make it your own. And she did.
So this made it to the charts? You said I should recognize this tune.
Oh, big time.
Okay, let's check it out.
Yep, here it is. More Love, Kim Carnes.
Hey, this is Steve Lukather.
Hi, I'm Jeff Picaro.
I'm Mike Picaro.
My name is David Page.
I'm Joseph Williams.
We are Toto.
I'm
You know, back in the 90s when we were on the set of Everybody Loves Raymond, we used to listen to Toto all the time. And the question always came up whether the 99 they're referring to is the one from the Get Smart, Maxwell Smart show from the 60s. But it's not, you said, right?
No, it's not. This is based from the movie from George Lucas, THX.
Oh, yeah, THX 700 or 1000 or something like that.
Something like that.
Which is where he got the idea for that. You ever see before a movie, you see that
right.
THX logo?
I love
that's
that.
Where that came from, yeah.
Sure.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I think so.
What happened?
So Mia said something. I think that's what it is.
137. Wow, he was shooting low.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 700 or 1,000, something real impactful.
All right.
THX 137, it's kind of nothing.
I think he's right.
It's almost like THX $1.39.
I know. Oh, 11. There it is. THX 1138.
Oh, that is a big number. Okay, 1138.
Right. All right. Okay. Listen.
We digress.
You can't change that. Radio.
Hi there. Have you had the pleasure?
Oh. Oh, yes.
Let's get yacht rocking. This is the Yacht Rock Show. You have permission to come aboard. Let's rock the boat.
This is the best bit. I think we'll take a break.
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
What do you think?
You can't sing, you can't play, you look awful. You'll go a long way.
All right!
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Try to get William Catt to do an ID. You know who
maybe,
that is? William Catt,
maybe.
Who's that?
Yeah, he's the actor.
He's
from
the guy who was the greatest American
right,
hero. He's the blonde
right.
guy with the big blonde afro.
That's right. You know what? A lot of people don't know, but that song was produced by Mike Post, and it was co-written by him, too.
He wrote the Cheers song.
Yep. Oh!
Hey, there's your Anchor.
It's the Anchor time. Folks, we've got a good one this week, Joe. This is sent in by Minas Charimales. I hope I'm saying that right. Hey, Minas, how are you?
Sounds great.
Thanks for sending
probably
this in. He is. Very good, Joe.
I know my Greek.
Well, this
well, I eat at a lot of diners, so I should.
Well, this is the average white band, Sweet Spot, 1982. Is it love that you're running from? I like this a lot.
Now, who's the main vocalist for Average White Band? Is that Alan Gorey?
It's either Alan Gorey or Hamish Stewart.
Oh, it is Hamish. Oh, so they share duties.
By the way,
say duty.
Joe, by the way, I connected finally with their management. So finally getting somewhere, you know. We'll see. But this has a lot going for it. Wow. Oh, I like this. Is it love? Woo! Oh, yeah.
I think I know this.
Oh, we played this before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So then it already made it on, you know.
Yeah, it's been on this boat.
On the good list.
This is...
It's on the good list.
I hate to say it. This is a floater boater. Excellent. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
You mean it's a boat floater?
It's a boat floater.
It's a floater boater.
It's a floater boater?
It's a boat floater.
It's a boat floater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is a definite. Ah.
Hamish Stewart, almost... he's been active for quite a long time. Still, I think to this day, he's still doing stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Remember, he had a cool little friend band called Jim Jam with Jim Mullen.
Oh, really?
Actually, Pino Palladino on bass. It's like a bunch of guys, they like live close to each other or they're just really good friends.
Oh,
they
nice.
Did this one-off CD. They would play local pubs together. So these guys all like globe-trotting all over the place. And when they come back home, they just do this cool little, you know, like when you have a garage band with your buddies.
Nice.
It was called Jim Jam.
Love the groove on this.
You should play some of that. It's kind of retro. Actually, I gotta dig that CD out and let you check it out because it might be something we could play.
What year is
Yacht
that
Rock? From? Oh, it's new. It's relatively new. It's from relative to Yacht Rock. It's like 2006.
But, oh, okay.
But it kind of has a vintage vibe to it. Really cool sounds. Nice. Maybe you'll find something we could probably play as New Yacht.
Gotcha. Nice. I love this track. It's really, really cool. Yeah, it's a definite. Sure. Nice. Woo!
Yeah, I actually want to hear it. I'm
Steve
trying not
Ferone,
to talk over it.
Right?
No, yeah, Steve Ferone that early? What year are we talking?
82.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was Steve Ferone. Oh, isn't it funny they actually had that sound in there that sounds just like the iPhone? That's so ahead of its time.
So ahead of its time.
Don't you know to shut your phone off before we do the show?
You know how it is.
That's a good one, man. Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, and you said we played it before.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definite. I'm loving this. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if it's cheating or not, but it definitely floats the boat.
Definitely floats the boat. I'm giving this 4.5 anchors.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it only 4? You actually went over your limit?
No, it's 5.
Oh, it is 5.
Yeah. Thank you, Venus.
Yeah,
definitely
good one.
Floats the boat. That's the Average White Band. Is it love that you're
but
running
But if he's
from?
Been a listener since day one, he's cheating. Because we have played that.
Yes, we have. All right. And
moving
we're
on.
Moving on.
I get the feeling that I'm in way over my head. I should be careful, but I'm going deeper instead. 'Cause when she looks at me,
I wanna run by her side.
I'm nearly out of my mind. Love is she casts her spell over me. Her secret passion's got me charmed, I'll never get free. Cause when she's holding me,
she lights a fire in my soul.
And if I could see,
there's only one place to go.
Hi, this is Dave Jenkins
from Pablo Cruz with your host, Eddie Gans.
We're playing the biggest hits of the 70s and 80s just for you.
Next up, Cool Love.
A room full of faceless strangers, here I am again. Well, suddenly my eyes meet yours, looks like I found a friend. Warms up as the night wears on, we're both feeling good. Gonna take it to the end this time. We're gonna find out, find out, find out just how good it is. Yeah, it's a cool kind of love. It's like rain in the summertime coming down. Yes, it's a cool
Cool Change.
Yep.
And I was thinking about them being the same song.
It's Pablo Cruz from the Reflector album. That was their last top 40 hit back in 81. Excellent. Love it. So
we should have also played Paul Davis' Cool Night.
Almost.
Should have had a whole cool theme going.
We've run out of time.
Since we're
I'm so glad we had this time together.
And who's taking us out?
Who's taking us out? Steal away, Mr. Robbie Dupree.
Good night, everybody.
Joe and I will catch you on the next Yacht Rock Show. Night.